Marla Olmsted, Child Prodigy. You're going to listen to an interview with the art critic of an American newspaper. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 6 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
This morning, I've got Diane Hansen, art critic of the Boston Globe, on the line, and we're going to talk about the work of Marla Olmsted, the 4-year-old girl from Binghamton, New York, whose large, colorful, abstract paintings have taken the art world by storm. Good morning, Diane. Nice to have you on the show.
Good morning, Ed. Great to be with you.
Well, let's start with the question of how you became interested in the work of a 4-year-old child.
It was actually with the release of the film My Kid Could Paint That, a documentary by Amir Bar-Lev. Before that, I'd hardly heard of Marla. The film fascinated me. It showed this little girl playing and getting messy while creating these big, abstract canvases. The results were full of color and rhythm, and they were being sold at exhibits for large sums of money.
How much money?
Well, thousands of dollars. Some for around $25,000. For me, it threw up the whole question of, what is art? How can abstract art be quantified? What is good art, and how does it get valued?
Was Marla selling paintings before the documentary was made, or did her paintings sell because of it?
Actually, it started very quietly. Marla's father is an artist, and when she was 2, he would put her in front of an easel and canvas and give her some colors just to keep her quiet, so she wouldn't distract him. Then the parents, being proud parents like anybody else, put one of her pictures up on the wall. And a neighbor saw it and said, "What a neat picture!" And a friend offered to hang some of Marla's work in their coffee shop. And the thing snowballs, until a gallery is selling her paintings on a regular basis, and there's a waiting list of collectors wanting to buy. And the prices, which started at a hesitant $250, go through the ceiling. And somewhere along the line, Amir Bar-Lev heard about her, contacted the parents, and began shooting footage that turned into his documentary.
But not before Marla had already gained a little media attention?
Yes. There was the 60 Minutes TV program, which cast doubts on the authenticity of the paintings. A child psychologist claimed that Marla could not have created all those paintings unaided. Either somebody else painted them, or somebody else doctored them up.
And what do you think?
That aspect doesn't really interest me so much. The paintings may or may not be authentic. If anyone helped her, it would most likely be the father. The film leaves the question open. However, there definitely are discrepancies in quality between the finished products and the paintings we see Marla doing in the footage. What I'm more interested in is the question of how we assess abstract art.
If works by a 4-year-old can fetch $25,000, doesn't this suggest that the abstract art market is a sham? That sort of thing.
Precisely. There are people who like abstract art, who are uncomfortable at the thought that a child can be just as good as Jackson Pollock. And then there are fans of realistic painting. Painting that's easy to understand and whose craftsmanship is obvious. These people are suspicious of abstract art anyway, and this kind of story is music to their ears. They'll start comparing it to the exhibits of paintings by chimpanzees or elephants, which have fooled art critics in the past.
Yes, indeed. Of course, artists like Jackson Pollock and Mark Rothko were able to paint realistically. They had the technical skill, having done their apprenticeship, as it were, but they chose to pioneer new directions in painting instead. There's the feeling that people who just do abstract paintings are somehow cheating.
As with any artistic activity, dancing, music, or whatever, there are basic techniques to be mastered first. But the trouble with abstract art is that the acquisition of these skills is not apparent, perhaps not even necessary. In fact, abstract art was created by the desire of artists to get away from the academic skills and rules that could be taught, to paint as a child paints. And the childlike qualities in Marla's work are what attracts a lot of buyers.
So is Marla Olmsted really a child prodigy? And are her paintings worth all that money?
It's hard to say if she's a prodigy because that can't be quantified, like if she were a chess player or a violinist, because then you could say yes, because she beats or plays better than a lot of adults. With abstract art, you can't do that. As for the prices of her paintings, it's the market that decides. If people are prepared to invest $25,000 in a Marla Olmsted, I guess that's what it's worth.
Thanks, Diane. We'll have to stop there. It was great talking to you.
Thank you, Ed. My pleasure.
This morning, I've got Diane Hansen, art critic of the Boston Globe, on the line, and we're going to talk about the work of Marla Olmsted, the 4-year-old girl from Binghamton, New York, whose large, colorful, abstract paintings have taken the art world by storm. Good morning, Diane. Nice to have you on the show.
Good morning, Ed. Great to be with you.
Well, let's start with the question of how you became interested in the work of a 4-year-old child.
It was actually with the release of the film My Kid Could Paint That, a documentary by Amir Bar-Lev. Before that, I'd hardly heard of Marla. The film fascinated me. It showed this little girl playing and getting messy while creating these big, abstract canvases. The results were full of color and rhythm, and they were being sold at exhibits for large sums of money.
How much money?
Well, thousands of dollars. Some for around $25,000. For me, it threw up the whole question of what is art? How can abstract art be quantified? What is good art, and how does it get valued?
Was Marla selling paintings before the documentary was made, or did her paintings sell because of it?
Actually, it started very quietly. Marla's father is an artist, and when she was 2, he would put her in front of an easel and canvas and give her some colors just to keep her quiet, so she wouldn't distract him. Then the parents, being proud parents like anybody else, put one of her pictures up on the wall. And a neighbor saw it and said, "What a neat picture!" And a friend offered to hang some of Marla's work in their coffee shop. And the thing snowballs, until a gallery is selling her paintings on a regular basis, and there's a waiting list of collectors wanting to buy. And the prices, which started at a hesitant $250, go through the ceiling. And somewhere along the line, Amir Bar-Lev heard about her, contacted the parents, and began shooting footage that turned into his documentary.
But not before Marla had already gained a little media attention?
Yes. There was the 60 Minutes TV program, which cast doubts on the authenticity of the paintings. A child psychologist claimed that Marla could not have created all those paintings unaided. Either somebody else painted them, or somebody else doctored them up.
And what do you think?
That aspect doesn't really interest me so much. The paintings may or may not be authentic. If anyone helped her, it would most likely be the father. The film leaves the question open. However, there definitely are discrepancies in quality between the finished products and the paintings we see Marla doing in the footage. What I'm more interested in is the question of how we assess abstract art.
If works by a 4-year-old can fetch $25,000, doesn't this suggest that the abstract art market is a sham? That sort of thing.
Precisely. There are people who like abstract art, who are uncomfortable at the thought that a child can be just as good as Jackson Pollock. And then there are fans of realistic painting. Painting that's easy to understand and whose craftsmanship is obvious. These people are suspicious of abstract art anyway, and this kind of story is music to their ears. They'll start comparing it to the exhibits of paintings by chimpanzees or elephants, which have fooled art critics in the past.
Yes, indeed. Of course, artists like Jackson Pollock and Mark Rothko were able to paint realistically. They had the technical skill, having done their apprenticeship, as it were, but they chose to pioneer new directions in painting instead. There's the feeling that people who just do abstract paintings are somehow cheating.
As with any artistic activity, dancing, music, or whatever, there are basic techniques to be mastered first. But the trouble with abstract art is that the acquisition of these skills is not apparent, perhaps not even necessary. In fact, abstract art was created by the desire of artists to get away from the academic skills and rules that could be taught, to paint as a child paints. And the childlike qualities in Marla's work are what attracts a lot of buyers.
So is Marla Olmsted really a child prodigy? And are her paintings worth all that money?
It's hard to say if she's a prodigy, because that can't be quantified, like if she were a chess player or a violinist, because then you could say yes, because she beats or plays better than a lot of adults. With abstract art, you can't do that. As for the prices of her paintings, it's the market that decides. If people are prepared to invest $25,000 in a Marla Olmsted, I guess that's what it's worth.
Thanks, Diane. We'll have to stop there. It was great talking to you.
Thank you, Ed. My pleasure.